doing?
Good.
Great. Good.
Good.
Sorry. We're Whitman from Los Angeles, and we're ending a tour.
Yeah.
Right now. Well, we have a show in Los Angeles tomorrow, but this is our first, our last show away from home. So thanks to you all for coming out and stuff, and I'll play you some songs. This song's about, part of it's about how I, like, have a warrant for my arrest in Texas. I did this like tour and then like got a speeding ticket and I didn't pay it, and then I got this letter in the mail. It was like, well, actually I probably got like 20 letters in the mail, but the last one said, oh, you have a warrant for arrest. And I was like, oh. So I kind of fucked my career because I can't play South by Southwest now, but whatever.
So that's part of the song. It's about that in a way.
Like Ozzy Osbourne. You can go play Texas for a while.
Right.
True.
Yeah, throw one in there. Can't really throw more than one in there because I don't think I have that many. But the song's about when you like this like girl or guy or whatever it is that you're into, and you realize that they like you too, and you're like, sweet, you know, and like everything's real good for a minute, and you're like, you know, girl, I can't wait to like, you know, you can like get in my car, and drive around, listen to my kind of romance together, and then we'll be just fine. You know, they just pressed up Enema of the State on vinyl, and you know, 10-year anniversary. So if you want me to go back to my crib, we can like spin it, something. You know, it's like life is good for a sec. It's kind of like about that. And on the night. about the economy and motel on Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood. So please stick around. It's an awesome night. Thanks to Josh for helping set this up and stuff, and to the Pico Garage for having us.
Yeah, that was like a cool thing you guys doing.
Yeah, it's like really a garage and stuff. You know, the best use of a garage I've seen, I think. So even though we're ending our tour, we still have records for sale, you know, and stuff. But everyone has stuff. For sale, and everyone that's playing tonight is on tour, so if you could support somebody in some way, that would be cool. So it's the last song. I'm Whitman. Woo! Oh, snap. This song is called Sweet Nothing, so it's about a bunch of shit that didn't really happen.
Really? I wouldn't love it. technically.
Drivey.
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 Very drivey.
Driving?
Yeah.
Oh, we've been driving too.
Yeah.
Crappy?
It's not
pretty
crappy.
It's been. It's
stress.
Not for you.
Stress. I slept. But my dreams were scary. So that was crappy. So my brother, yeah, I have stuff for sale. I have a cassette for sale that Chris put out on his label Folktale, along with so many other great musicians. But I have a, do any of you have cars, or are you, do you all have bicycles?
Bicycles.
Oh.
Yeah. So you guys have cassette decks in your bicycle. So if you don't, you need to send a video in to pimp my bike. But if you do, I have cassettes for you to listen to in your car, or you can just have one and leave it in your car, and then when people come in, you'll be like, yeah, what's up? And they'll be like, what is that? And you'll be like, oh, it's a cassette. And they'll be like, oh, shit. They'll be like, cassette, huh? And you'll be like, yeah. And they'll be like, all right. And nothing will get to you, but to everyone else, news will spread of how interesting you are. I also have a CDR that I did for this tour. It's got a bunch of demo songs of like most of what you'll hear tonight, and a song by Sybil Bear called Tonight. Do you guys know that song by Sybil Bear?
Tonight.
Tonight when I came home from
work. Oh, that one. I got a feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got a bunch of other stuff on there. So if you enjoy absolutely any of the songs that I played in there, you can just go grab that. I wrote $3 on there as like a suggested donation, but if you have less than that, then you can leave that down. Or if you have like $5 million, then I'll take all of that. Or just add zeros to my price guide. But I'm gonna start off kind of. Well, no, I'll start off with a weird song, and then maybe I'll go lighthearted, because most of my songs are kind of sad. So. You can barely see, so hopefully. And you guys mind scooting in a bunch? Because, like, this mic is really just for show. It's not turned off. Teeth sharp enough to bite the foe. Fangs sharp enough to bite the bow. Brittle bone, tough flesh, bring me back. Thank you. I'm really, I swear to God, I'm so happy. I even have like a special Yoda master position to like try to keep my legs from falling asleep. And it's this. So maybe now I will play the weird intro. Poison in the apples of your cheek. Believe me that my heart is weak. From the hypertension building in this cage. Marking like a tasteless trick. Absence in the taper of your lips tells me that you're done with me. I don't wanna hear that you're done with me. You gotta say that with me. Just two more times. I don't wanna hear that you're done with me. Something in the patience of our lust makes me feel so overjoyed. Treasure in our fingers intertwined. If only we had strong. And someday I might find that you're my bride. Cuts a stance across my inside. Breathless is the cadence of our voice. I hope that you're not annoyed by me. Alright, thanks. So I have something really inappropriate to talk to you guys about. Before I jump into that, songs on the cassette. I have maybe one or two more for you guys, and I think White Fang's playing, right?
Yep.
Doctor said I passed my HIV test. I'm happy I'm not dying of the AIDS. I've slept with some less than reputable people. I wonder if women's finally caught the AIDS. Have you? Fabricated by the government, injecting Africans and gays. Has there been research done on Urban's Magic Johnson? I think he's found the antidote for AIDS. And though I know that it's an unrelated topic, I'm sad by the death of Billy Mays. Poor Billy Mays. Sadder still is the death of an American pop icon. I once saw Tito Jackson at a California pizza kitchen. And Farrah Fawcett dies of cancer. I've come across nude photos of her on the World Wide Web. How'll I meet my bitter end? How I meet my friend. I hope that one day I'm found hanging all blue and cold and lifeless and breathless in the hotel closet of a Bangkok, Thailand resort. With a rope or a belt or something tied tightly around my genitalia. I hope that's how I meet my bitter end. Thank you. I'm sorry. Right? But it is. So fucking sing or don't, alright? But the lyrics are we're boats caught in an avalanche. Okay? You got it?
Yeah.
Boats caught in an avalanche. And you're gonna be like it, when it comes in, it'll be like a really pretty melodic part, and then you guys will be like, they're boats caught in an avalanche. Like that. You guys will do that. Can you guys do that? No, that's not how the part goes though, so don't do that. And if you do that, I'm gonna stop and be like, heckler! I gave some context clues, or not context clues, but like, Lilybird means, is like woman, okay? Because half of the shit that I'm gonna say to you guys, you're gonna be like, what? Yeah. So Lilybird is woman, and then hopefully you'll understand, okay? And I'm not the one raping.
What?
An elvish
Lilybird. Right. Lilybirds are lady dogs, liquid bugs, forever us goat song.
Really?
Yeah, it's about killing goats and worshiping them. Well, not worshiping them, but worshiping Satan through them. And, you know,
the samurai swords?
Yeah, that comes later.
That's advanced.
That's in the part where you kill the dogs and the chickens. You guys know what I'm talking about. I ate your goat, except for the head, got fed to the dogs, the bones, the hogs, and I kept the skin to fasten a coat. And I kept the heart to feed the ghost. Cause my kid killed your kid, and my kid killed your kid, and my kid killed your kid, and my kid killed your kid. And I'm sorry. And I shot your dog, cause he killed my hen. And I killed your something, your wife, your kid, somebody. Because he ate something that belonged to me. And my wife killed your wife with a butter knife. My wife killed your wife with a butter knife. And I ate your goat through a slit in my throat. But I kept the heart to feed the ghost. Cause my wife killed your wife and my kid killed your kid. And my wife and your kid and your wife and your kid. That's why I killed your goat. That's why I killed your goat. That's why I killed your goat. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening. Venom, Brother Mint, you have merch out there. And thank you very much for being great.
It's bugged.